Immigration Law Talk Show, presented by the renowned and amazing attorney, Shapir Ali. A unique perspective on immigration law by one of the highest rated lawyers in the Bay Area, California. Brought to you by the Shapir Ali Law Group PC and the Emmy Law Group Inc.
Hi, we are talking about the visa bulletin today in the light of the sad news for India and the visa bulletin, which is retrogressing to almost 12 years backward. At this point in time now, it's high time that something is done about it. It is immoral at this point now to let people suffer that much based on a visa bulletin which is not really a regular visa bulletin, something that we have not seen for years, and something which ultimately a lot of people don't approve, because it's really unfair for many people from India and China. So the question is now, what do we do next? What can we do? And the only thing we can do now is petition the government to make a change. And we have started a petition online, has been started for a while now, but we have revived it, and we want you to sign it. It's called Reduce EB2 for India and China. You can find it on change.org. And I'm going to read some of the comments which people have made on that, and which is very heartbreaking oftentimes. And so we have also written an article on Immigration Legal Blog to this effect. And one person said, I am signing because people who have come here 5 to 8 years earlier than me are able to get their green cards and settle down in a couple of years, and like us, who are unable to even buy a house or have a good life without a green card. And then I feel like Indians who contribute to a significant portion of the get roll deal, as compared to other immigrants who do not have a waiting time of EB2 green card channels. And also we have this one saying, I'm signing because it's been 6 years we started our application. It's now stuck at the I-140. My son is now in junior school and has a 4.0 GPA, but can he get any scholarship since he's only on H4? Please expedite the process. This one say, I have a master's degree from UF in computer engineering and have been in the US for more than 6 years, and I still don't know how long I have to wait to get my green card. This is very taxing and unfair. We need a fair treatment of the labor market and unclogging of the immigration bottleneck so that entrepreneurs can blossom and help bring up the economy. This is absolutely critical to promote a free, non-immigration, status-bound working culture for highly educated individuals in America. I would like to support this petition because due to this backlog, we are unable to take important life decisions like buying homes, starting a company. We badly need protection. It goes on and on and on. There's so many of the comments here. By the way, we have almost 3,800 signatures, and we need a lot more to make this have an impact on the government. And someone say, I'm affected by this delay for over 10 years, and I've been abused and threatened by my employer for profits. I'm not able to choose my life, and I'm unable to invest or grow in my life. It is hampering my ability to succeed. And it goes on. So, ladies and gentlemen, we call on you to sign this petition and have your friends sign it. More signatures we have, we should be able to make a change. We have seen it before. We did it on H4, we did it on the TPS, we did it on many other issues. So we want you to do the same and help us make a difference. And it is important that we get more signatures and change this way the system works, because the system itself is not very transparent and it is very unfair. good luck to all those who are waiting, and good luck to all the immigrants. We wish you all the best. Anything I'm telling you today is my opinion. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Good luck to you. Thank you.